Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... Say it ain't so. It is evil. We's the Wednesday, but every day's an evil day these days. I mean, we're in an evil fucking world. It's also the 22nd day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 80 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, well, I guess summer appeared yesterday, so it's here. What's it going to be like? How long is it going to last? I can't tell you. But it's hotter than hell here now. Well, it's not as hot as it is up in goddamn North Dakota, but we're getting there. Let's see what we're going to look at here. Americans panic, search buying guns after Biden threatens more gun control. That's interesting. We'll look at that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Americans panic, search buying guns after Biden threatens more gun control. I mean, is there something new going on here? Everybody in this country wants to get rid of all the fucking guns, but every time somebody mentions it, it makes their idle threat. How about that? That's all we fucking ever saw out of the bastards is idle threats. As soon as the idle threats made, the numbers are not adding up on the fucking side of the fucking liars, are they? Everybody goes and runs and buys more fucking guns. Because they understand what it means to have the guns taken away. They understand what the fucking goddamn agenda is. Excuse me. But anyway, here we go. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty Forward discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. A new report examines internet search patterns to track public internet and gun buying after the tragic school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Whatever. I mean, fucking, your false flag fucking shit. I really don't care if a whole fucking town on Uvalde gets fucking killed. Ain't got nothing to do with me and my gun. And you ain't gonna fucking make it have anything to do with me and my gun because you do not have the jurisdictional authority to have anything, mean anything to me and my gun. And you fucking try anything short of fucking jurisdictional authority under the fucking supreme superior law of the people, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, your ass will be shot. Researchers from lawsuit.org found Google keyword searches related to purchasing guns erupted from the Robb Elementary School shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead on May 24th, whatever you fucking say. Shortly after the Biden administration talked tough on guns. Were you talking tough there? Tell me, did you have shit in your diaper or not in your diaper when you were talking tough? I mean, you make me fucking sick. I mean, you could have picked a better front person, man. I mean, Jesus Christ. Shortly after the Biden administration talked tough on guns and threatened new restrictive measures on buying, which drove internet searches even higher. Go figure. I wonder if he had old Hunter have one of his front fucking companies invest in some fucking, you know, AR-15s to sell. Before he, you know, went out and made this fucking bogus fucking guy. You're boast. That's all you fuckers have ever done is boast. You ain't gonna do dog shit because you'll get slaughtered. You fucking know it. So you're just gonna boast and thieve and steal and fucking squirm and be the snake of the fucking worm sweat that you fucking are. That's all you're gonna do. Which drove internet searches even higher. Search data was pulled from May 1st to June 14th. U.S. gun-related internet searches were low volume, blue, before the school shooting. Immediately after the country turned red, meaning high search volumes. This shows that the shooting most likely caused another gun-buying panic, as many fear the Biden administration will clamp down on AR-15 style rifles. No, he went out and he did, like I said, he had Hunter take one of the front companies from his fucking organized crime fucking syndicate he has over there in Bosnia. And I mean the Ukraine. That's where he's headquartered, Ukraine. And they went up and they put the money down on some fucking, they brought a shipment in and they're getting ready to fucking, you know, I can't even imagine what an AR-15 costs anymore. But onward and upward, I mean, you fucking phony son of a bitch, you fucking, come fucking give it, I mean, we said it before, but it's all been a fucking bunch of fucking shit from the beginning. They've never had any intent. They know they can't fucking do it. It's just a way to fucking, another way to steal. That's all these son of a bitches know how to do is steal. Let's see where we're at here. This shows that the shooting most likely caused another gun buy. Yeah, every fucking false flag does. And then you try and tout the numbers that 90% of the people, they want to get rid of the guns and give the guns over to the goddamn communists and the fucking fascists, and so they can gun us down. That's what we want. That's what we want. At the same time, you're running another con on the other direction where fucking Hunter's out there fucking, how many AR-15s you buy up there, fucking Hunter? How many, buddy? Before you did your fucking red flag bullshit fucking play that you went with, I mean, your goddamn production out of Texas there. Daily search volume shows AR-15s buy a gun and gun store experience significant spikes in activity after the shooting. AR-15 searches before the shooting hovered around 8,000 weekly searches immediately after the shooting. That figure spiked to 43,000 searches per week, maintaining volumes in the 30 to 50,000 per week range since. Now there's some numbers, people. But now 100% of the people want to give their guns over to the communists so that the communists can take us down to the basement and blow our fucking brains out and take everything we got. That's what we really wanted. I mean, just ask any fucking communist. They'll tell you. Don't look at the goddamn numbers. Now, like I said, and fucking, they know they can't do it anyway, but it's still a bullshit fucking con. It's a circle jerk. Gun store searches before the shooting hovered around 18,000 weekly searches. Immediately after the shooting, the figure spiked to nearly 80,000 searches per week, dropping off quickly but still maintaining search volumes of 35,000 to 50,000 weekly searches since. Buy a gun, in quotation marks, search before the shooting hovered at about 52,000 weekly searches. Immediately after the shooting, that figure spiked to 74,000 searches per week in the week after the shooting and maintaining significant or even growing slightly since, with every big push for gun control on a state and federal level. There will always be panic buying among Americans. Why are we buying those to turn them in? I mean, this is stupid. You have become a fucking laughingstock. You can see that this is a two-handed con. You do the false flag. You go out and you buy up as many fucking goddamn AR-15s as you can, and you have them through a front company. And you do your fucking false flag. You sell your fucking. We're gonna pass this legislation. We're gonna come and get your guns. We're gonna. You ain't gonna do shit. Those fucking numbers I just read you say you ain't gonna do nothing. But get your ass shot if you ever fucking try it. You know, and they know this, people. The idea is the destruction of America. You think they care if people get killed? Hell no, they don't give a shit. They want us dead. They're working at killing us. They're spending billions of our billions of our wealth. Killing people, not only us, but other people across the fucking planet. And we're supposed to pretend, I mean, this has gotten to be mundane. It's pathetic. Now let's see, let's look around here. Let's think about old Hunter Biden. Now what's the problem here, man? I mean, goddamn it, you know, he just put that big moratorium on the fucking guns. The ammunition. So they couldn't sell ammunition to the fucking private people. You know, they had to go to sell them only to police and, you know, the fucking communists and the fascists and they're practicing some good old fucking, capitalism there. Well, what's the problem with buying a new gun? If I go to buy a new fucking gun and I say, well, how can I get ammo for it? No, you can't get no ammunition for it. Well, then what the fuck do I want it for? It's just a fucking fancy club. But there has to be ammo. So now Hunter Biden's went and he's bought him up a bunch of fucking AR-15s. They played this fucking game on us too many times, guys. You ain't gonna do nothing. You know you can't do nothing. The numbers say we'll crush your fucking ass in New York second. But you can play a two-handed fucking circle jerk, can't you? Biden administration will not restrict ammunition that's currently available. See, if you, Hunter Biden wants to sell all those fucking guns that he got before the fucking, false flag was fucking put into the fucking, action. Well, he gotta have some bullets or people won't buy them. Currently available from Breitbart was sent by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Deputy White House Secretary Andrew Bates tweeted Tuesday that the Biden administration will not restrict Lake City Armory ammunition from selling or producing ammunition that is, quote, currently available for private purchase. Got to have some bullets for them guns. You can't sell them. Bates' announcement comes a day after 48 Republican representatives sent a letter demanding Biden not restrict sales. Oh, they must have bought them some AR-15s too, huh? I mean, you can't have a conspiracy without a few people in on it. Letter demanding Biden not restrict sales of some Lake City Armory ammunition products to private citizens. Wonder which ones. The letter begins, "It comes to our attention that the United States Army is considering an unusual decision to ban the commercial production of certain types of 5.56 millimeter caliber ammunition produced by the government-owned." I love this here. Government-owned shit. There's no government-owned. We own this son of a bitch, believe it or not, people. We own this goddamn. They're fucking us here. Government-owned, contractor-operated. That's your goddamn United States. That's your fucking fascism mixed with your fucking communism. And they're all good capitalists trying to fuck another dollar out of your fucking pocket when you're fucking starving to death. Certain types of government owned contractor operated facility known as the Lake City Armory Ammunition Plant. Lake City currently produces a significant portion of this type of 5.56 ammunition for the commercial market. Having the ability to produce this product for commercial sale allows the operating contractor to maintain capacity and keep the facility at a high state of readiness. That's what it is, see? I mean, they will fucking, they will say any goddamn thing. They're like a little kid that got caught, you know, fucking, I remember when one of the kids when they were little, it wasn't one of my buddies. But fucking, they'd had the markers and they were all over their fucking face. You know, the ones that aren't poison, evidently. And we go, ask her if she, you know, have you been putting those markers in your mouth again? Oh no, honest. That's what these cocksuckers remind. That's what the mentality has come to with this bullshit. You can't see right through this? Here's your ammunition for those new AR-15s that are going to go out the door like fucking hotcakes at a fucking exorbitant fucking price. But, well, I'm more of them out there, the better, I guess. But they ain't ever going to fucking try this shit. They're going to try and slip this fucking United Nations fucking crap in on us. They will play around the fucking dangerous part. I mean, they will skirt it. They will fucking reach out and touch it with a stick rope once in a while, reaching it once the stick get chewed on. And they'll do a lot of fucking shit, but they will not fucking enter that goddamn jungle and try to take those fucking guns. They know what will happen. They will be fucking decimated. Plain and fucking simple. Every son of a bitch you run into will be a son of a bitch ready to shoot your ass. You won't know where you're fucking safe. There will be no safety fucking zones in 390 million square fucking miles. You cannot have a safety fucking zone. And you know it. That's another reason this country can't be occupied. We're the largest army on the fucking planet. You think we can't organize enough to keep running your fucking asses out of here? You're wrong. We all come together under that Bill of Rights and just fucking just simply do it. If you want to fucking fight me when it's over, we'll do it, man. I'll give you your goddamn fight. But you're going to get bitch stomped. I'm telling you right now. The fucking Bill of Rights is going to reign supreme. That's what it was meant to be. And you know that's what it was meant to be, yet you will still fucking call yourself a fucking patriot and fucking be against parts of the fucking Bill of Rights. The parts that come down to individual fucking freedom. The most important thing in the goddamn document. My right to think what I want to think is what fucking pisses you off more than anything in the world. I should have to think like you think. Because your fucking brain it developed so much better and you read a book and you fucking interpreted that book and man, that book yours has convinced you. So you're convinced that I should fucking live like you do. You're fucking sick in the head. But I will fight you. But let's kick these fuckers out of here. We ain't gonna have nothing to fight over anymore. State of readiness. At no cost to the government. This ensures the army is ready to ramp up production in the event of a national emergency. You bet you it does. We're not operating fucking wide open right now. Fucking pumping goddamn arms and ammunition into the Ukraine that's going into a black hole and right onto the black fucking market. We're not. I think we are. I think billions are being fucking goddamn handed out over there. They're handing goddamn billions out like fucking lollipops at a fucking parade. And we're just sitting, well, I guess, I've seen a sign. Where the hell do we see that? Outside of town or something. Fucking signs. We support the Ukrainians. Boy, you're a deep thinking motherfucker. You've really went and you've looked everything over and you understand it very well. You Nimrod motherfucking dumb son of a bitch. But there are people out there. I mean, I don't know, probably the county paid to have it put on that fucking sign. I don't know, one of those big billboards. We support the Ukrainians. Well, I don't. So I don't know who you are or who we is. But when you fucking do something like that, you look the part of the fucking idiot that you are. I support fucking softer shoes. I mean, bite my ass. Nobody cares what you think. No more than they care what I think. What we have to care about is what's written on that fucking document that was fucking ratified December 15, 1791 and is the unalienable law of the land. that we live upon that guarantees our freedoms and our fucking liberties. We have to, or we will lose them. We'll fucking bitch and complain and fucking argue and disagree to the point. We'll keep doing it until they have fucking, while our fucking faces are in each other's face, they will have fucking taken away our right to fucking argue. They'll say, shut up. You can't argue no more. While you were arguing, we went and took your fucking goddamn right to argue away from you because you're too fucking stupid to fucking realize where your freedom comes from. Let me see, what were they doing? Oh, in case of a national emergency. You mean like Ukraine needs shit. I guarantee you this fucking company is a publicly owned company, by the way. We own the son of a bitch. Is pumping fucking goddamn ammunition into the Ukraine, which is being put straight on the fucking black market. I wish we had better access to the black market. What the hell happened to this country? That's why they legalized marijuana. And like here in Oregon, goddamn, you can get caught with heroin. You can sit there on the goddamn sidewalk and shoot fucking heroin or fucking any fucking drug you want to fucking do, and it's a goddamn ticket. Maybe that's why they fucking did it. Maybe that's why they fucking did it. At any rate, people, a national emergency. And like I said, we're watching the billions flow out of the fucking country. Goddamn, if you are not feeling the pain of this fucking goddamn scam, you're not in my fucking world. You're not in the fucking jungle. If you're not feeling the pain of $5 a fucking gallon gas when it should be fucking 50 cents, 50 cents would be too much. It would be ripping you off at 50 cents. But fucking Biden shutting down leases and all this fucking shit. Because a handful of fucking goddamn communists who have goddamn, if you want communism, just fucking leave. Go to a communist country and live your utopia. The most polluting fucking country on the goddamn planet, everybody fucking knows, is fucking China. And I guarantee you, we are still paying them goddamn money to be as a developing country as they fucking take over the fucking markets on every fucking count. This is the biggest fucking, people are going to look back on this in history and just go, how fucking, I don't like to say it, how fucking dumb can people be? Did you see it, or were you really that fucking big of a cunt and that scared with all that many guns and that much power? Did you see? You couldn't see that? The letter ends, we urge you to immediately end consideration of this action, which we view as a backdoor attempt to bypass Congress and ban legal and highly popular commercial ammunition that we need to sell our tons of guns we just went and got, because we did a false flag and we know there's going to be a fucking big run on fucking AR-15s and we can jack up the fucking price, but we got to have fucking bullets to go in them or nobody won't buy them. That's all this is. Which we view as a backdoor attempt to bypass Congress and ban legal and highly popular commercial ammunition and certain semi-automatic rifles used by law-abiding, no infringement, fucking sucking up fucking Americans across the country. Okay, that sums that up. But I mean, you, between those two articles, if you can't figure that fucking out, I mean, everything they do is so goddamn on its face, blatant. And I don't believe there's nobody out there that doesn't understand exactly what's going on. You got your fucking goddamn, you got your collaborators, maybe 10% of the population, and everybody else is just fucking, you're a chicken shit fucking coward. You have to, well, actually not, because they're not making their fucking moves on you. When they do, maybe they figure you will come out the door with that fucking gun ablazing. That's not gun confiscation, that's getting your ass shot. And then, and like I said, all this fucking thing, we see this, how many times have we seen this? That's the question. How many times have we seen the same scenario? God damn, we got enough fucking guns to arm the world. Everybody's got a fucking gun, and everybody should. I agree with it 110%. Everybody that wants a fucking AR-15 ought to be able to have one. But I see a scam. I see a circle jerk fucking scam. You limit what anybody else can fucking buy because it's such a bad, terrible thing that you do not want out on the streets. It's going to kill people that you're killing anyway with your fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Fucking shots in the goddamn, well, actually the fucking, bleeding, you know, the, what the hell do they call it? Where it releases itself on other people. That's what's fucking killing people. The shot itself, I mean, I know people that made it to 4 boosters before it killed them. But that shedding, that shit, man, you get that fucking shit, man, you will fucking know it, I promise you. That will kill you. That's not no goddamn 6% fucking recovery rate. That'll fucking try to kill you. But again, a circle jerk, a lie. You people my age. When you were young, like a kid, you know, like a kid watching, sitting there on maybe on a Saturday watching American Sportsman with your dad on fucking TV where they're going on a deer hunt or some kind of what might have you, and then you're going to go on a deer hunt, you know, or maybe you're riding out in the fucking woods or what might have you. Think about the fucking goddamn, what was on TV? I mean, there was more positive things, you know. The Disney movies didn't have fucking faggots screwing each other. They didn't have Disney. And have goddamn transvestites and another thing that's fucking you got to look at is what they're teaching our children. Now, little boys and little girls are growing up now think that the goddamn Vikings were all a bunch of fucking tough-ass fucking women who were coming out there and just kicked the fuck out of the goddamn men. I heard this. I swear to God, I heard this the other day. I can't remember. I'm flipping trying to find something to fucking watch, which is impossible. But I heard this. This bitch, she's a bad bitch. She's a tough bitch. And she turns around and she tells this guy, you do this and you can suck my cock. I swear to God, she said it. You ain't got one, dumb cunt. What in the fuck is the matter with you?
Social engineered, Henry. They have socially engineered the population.
You're going to have to do it more in social engineering. She ain't got no cock. She said that, Dion. She said, suck my cock. I mean, like a dude, you know, fucking play a fucking slap. And she was a bitch. I tell you, you just whop her one time, slap her flat of her fucking ass, and she'd be on the phone to 911. But I mean, to hear that come out of a fucking woman's mouth, I mean, what the fuck's the matter with you people? And like, you know, you look for fucking, I mean, this weekend, we watched a couple of movies, and we searched. Just for some fucking wholesome entertainment. But then when you even go back to the old movies, you see it. They were slipping it in then. Yeah, we did finally find a couple of movies that we could fucking stand to watch, but I mean, God, shit, today you turn on the fucking stupid box, it is nothing but goddamn chaos, murder, craziness, world war, oh my God! Billions going to Ukraine. More billions going to Ukraine. Yeah, gas. Oh, yeah, gas. Fuck, it's going up $10 a gallon. That'll teach you, because we don't want you. There's a handful out here that don't want you to drive cars. You know what? Fuck that handful. We'll kill that handful. You're not going to tell us how to fucking live. We tell you, son of a bitch. And unless you have a goddamn individual case that you can bring as a fuck in your individual capacity to a common law court against me, you will stay the fuck out of my goddamn business and out of my way. We'll be right back.
Do the walk, do the
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Seen dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. Real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. Was fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. I was told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects the kids to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. My rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. My rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I'll learn history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun. Dumb down our kids. It's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse, protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time. And that was terminally, but don't come for my gun. But, you know, there's a lot of messed up shit in that. You know, before we went to break, you know, we were talking about like their bullshit fucking, we're gonna. They're hypothetical gonna fucking gonna. Sooner or later, they will. I mean, make no mistake, keep buying guns. Yeah, I mean, keep fucking making ammunition. Have more than we fucking need. Have enough so you can fucking riddle a little bit if you have to. But I mean, but be make no mistake. They do have the fucking plans for their one world fucking order. But what they'll do is they'll send out, you know, a nominal force to try to start. You know, they'll send them into the jungle. They'll get ripped to fucking pieces. When they get ripped to fucking pieces, they return to the United Nations, whom they have become fucking one with. Because the United Nations is going to be sitting out there. That's your government, don't you know? Don't you know that that's... We pledge allegiance to the fucking United Nations. No, we fucking don't. There's nothing legitimate about it. It has no consent from the people, and the people couldn't consent to it if they wanted to because it's against the fucking law. But they will eventually. They'll send a million fucking Chinamen over here with fucking blue helmets on, and we will have something to fucking use that fucking ammunition on. We will kill those motherfuckers, and we will kill those motherfuckers, and we will kill those motherfuckers. Whatever motherfuckers they want to send, we will fucking kill them. We will not hesitate. And when we win, we're coming for you, son of a bitches. You better fucking know it. You're gonna have your fucking neck stretched. You criminals, you are in violation of our law. You have been told you're in violation of our law. You have been told in writing that you're in violation of our law. The law has been cited and you have told us to fuck off. Well, you're going to find out what fuck off means, just like the fucking King George did at fucking Lexington and Concord. It means a bullet in your fucking face. And you son of a bitches that are causing all these problems, you're not going to just send the goddamn cannon fodder from the Pope's little brown army at us, and we're just going to sit there and burn our fucking shells up on that. We're going to leap over them. And we're coming for you. We're coming for the motherfuckers giving the unlawful fucking orders to fucking violate the people's fucking rights as fucking ratified in the fucking Bill of Rights, December 15, 1791, unalienable law. Our law. And you are going to feel the fucking pain of it. Oh, man. Let's see what else we got here. Biden to announce 3-month gas tax holiday while continuing to lie why tax prices are surging. I mean, this whole thing is so fucking ridiculous. You know, it riles you. It's made to fucking rile you. It's made to keep you thinking over this way, then you're pissed about that. I'm pissed about that. And just, instead of just, you know, hey, you know what? Let's take their fucking communication out and then let the people go out and fucking do what they got to fucking do. So they don't have to be afraid. I mean, if you're afraid of getting your picture took, get rid of the fucking picture taker. They have no right to surveil you anyway. Remove their fucking surveillance and then fucking unleash on their fuck. Come out of the jungle and unleash. That's all you got to do. You will be enforcing the fucking law. You will be doing the doing your fucking duty to your people and to the law of this fucking country and to the law of we the people as individual free sovereign nationals. But that's what you need to do. But I mean, they're going to keep pulling shit like this. You know, when I look at $8 a gallon for fucking goddamn, or $5 a gallon for goddamn, regular gasoline, I'm enraged. Because I know that it's just, it's a hand, and see, they're not even serious, but they ride around in fucking airplanes. I mean, that one fucking trip on an airplane would be like a fucking traffic of a fucking freeway for an hour. I mean, they fucking ride around in fucking 747s with jacuzzis in them. And it's okay because they're the ruling fucking class. It's you fucking peasants are gonna, you're gonna look like old China. Everybody riding a fucking bicycle. If you can't ride a bicycle, fuck you, we'll kill you and take your fucking goddamn, if our organs are good, we'll take them, we'll sell them. If they're not, we'll fucking make dog food out of you. And they're telling you right to your goddamn face and you're just sitting there, you know, you, this gun's shiny. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. On Wednesday, a fact sheet released by the White House revealed the plan of President Biden. He is no fucking president. He is the Queen's appointed monarch for the fucking United States of America. And fucking, I mean, she still considers us a colony. The royal family sure still considers us a fucking colony. The monarchy still considers us a colony. So when we fucking go smashing, when we do the smash, we smash every fucking corporation, we smash every fucking monarchy, they're gonna get it through their fucking heads that there ain't nothing special because of the twat you dropped out of. Plain and simple. Even playing field, you'll fucking win or you'll lose on your own fucking merit. As gas prices nationwide continued to rest $5 per gallon, a jump of roughly $2 per gallon more than 1 year ago, and more than double the price when Biden took office, Americans have felt the surge of inflation. Boy, howdy. I love the way they just throw that in there. I mean, people's lives are fucked, man. People are getting kicked out of the fucking, I mean, it's hell. It's like I said, it ain't like turning on the fucking TV in the old days, you know, everybody had a fucking, you know, a decent job. You could have a job to make a goddamn living. That's what that was all about. That's why you got a job. And you didn't have your fucking wife working. She was raising your fucking kids, not the fucking state. You weren't having kids for the state to raise a fucking army to fucking come and take away from you that which you fucking own. Americans have felt the surge of inflation. You fuck yeah, you bet you we have. The White House is just now taking a small action that may provide temporary and minuscule relief for the American people. Oh, are you really? How about you fucking get the fuck out of our people? We should just nationalize it. That is a corporation. It is not a lawful entity by any stretch of the imagination. We can go right down there and fucking hang every goddamn one of them. It was created through a fucking fraud. It was created in violation of the fucking law, especially that 9th article. They created it without authority, just like they're creating this United Nations bullshit. Without a fucking authority, we have every right to fucking destroy it and to get it the fuck out of our way. Nationalize all of our goddamn fucking national resources. And start refining them ourselves, for us. Well, I mean, it'll be American can start a fucking business. And it ain't going to be fucking regulated by fucking somebody across the fucking ocean. It ain't going to be regulated by the fucking Jews. In fact, those fucking Jews are going to be the first ones to bounce the fuck out of here. Or fuck bounce out of here. They don't get to leave. They get the fucking rope. You motherfuckers come in here, you dual citizen son of a bitches that have been fucking us for fucking all my life. Your ass is getting the rope. You're going to be tried, convicted, and hung. And your fucking country doesn't like it. We'll fucking turn it into a fucking glass ashtray, period. I don't give a fuck about your Samson option. Wait till you see our Samson fucking option, you cocksuckers. You don't hear a lot about, you ain't been hearing a lot about the Jews. Isn't that funny how they can, you know, come into the fucking main spotlight? I mean, it's like there's nothing else on the goddamn planet but the fucking Jews, and disappear the next day. And come out, I mean, that's the kind of control they have over the fucking media, Hollywood, all of this fucking shit. All of the fucking programming, and that's the kind of control they're trying to get over the fucking internet, and they've almost got it. I mean, what country... I mean, this is your Donald Trump out there too, you tards. What fucking country would fucking make something as awesome and fucking powerful as the internet and then hand it over to their worst fucking enemy, the fucking Chinese, Who'd do that? A fucking traitor, that's who. When the internet's open and free, man, fucking man, it's powerful. Ain't nobody going to slip no shit down our fucking throats. Ain't nobody going to tell no fucking lies because somebody's right there. Here's the fucking proof right here. And that's what was killing them. That's why they have to have control over the information. We have to be able to be the ones to tell you what is the truth and what is not the truth. We cannot, because you see, we got these other brains. See, your brain, it's going to look at something. It's going to look at somebody fucking stabbing somebody to death and see somebody stabbing somebody to death. And we're going to look at it and we're going to see a fucking, we're going to see a proper arrest and a fucking, we're going to see a resistance and no murder. And we're gonna see what our communist eyes want you to see, and whatever fucking furthers our fucking agenda, that's what you will see. That's what you'll be told was the truth, and you will accept that. No, I will not. You have come, and when the internet came out, a new public square was created. These motherfuckers have been in gross violation of the first article all the way down the goddamn line, and remember back. Like I said, this circle jerk is playing these fucking games with us when they first were wanting to fucking censor the internet. And the internet fucking all coming out, oh man, they came in, no censor, no, they were all against it. And now they're the fucking ones censoring it. Isn't that something? They're also the ones that fucking think they're going to run this fucking country as a goddamn fascist fucking monarchy, corporate fucking monarchy. But I'll tell you what, Silicon Valley, you motherfuckers will die like anybody else. You have committed high treason against we the people. You have violated our fucking law. You have done so with the intention of removing that fucking law. With the intention of subjugating us and enslaving us. That is a fucking act of war, motherfucker. That gets you a bullet through your fucking head. That's just the fucking way it is. Anyway, let's get back to this bullshit here, because that's what this is. This is just bullshit. This is playing fucking games. This is kind of like a little snicker in your fucking face. Okay. The fact sheet begins blaming Putin and the war in Ukraine. Who put the fucking, this sanction thing, I don't think I fucking quite understand it. Now, this is to fucking hurt the fucking Russians. It's hurting, who's it fucking hurting? Is it hurting you? Because it's hurting me. It's hurting me. I want to go to the fucking grocery store. I mean, if the price of fucking fuel goes up, the price of fucking everything goes up. You know that. Everybody knows that. So when you put those sanctions on, you aimed to hurt us, didn't you, you son of a bitch? That means you fucking went against your own fucking people. Putin didn't put these goddamn sanctions on. And I really don't give a what he does in Ukraine. Ukraine is nothing to me. It's where the Khazarians come from. It's a shithole. It's the grain belt for the fucking Europe. But that's Europe's fucking business, not ours. If we could just get in this goddamn country, close this country down, get out of every fucking international fucking bullshit fucking organization, and just fucking take care of our fucking selves. We have plenty of fucking resource. We're just dealing with, and of course we take our fucking wealth back. We could take a fucking vacation for 100 years. That's how much the cocksuckers have stolen. See, they've got these big piles of fucking gold. And their main fucking goddamn idea at this point is how to keep the people from taking them away from them. Because it's all fucking illegitimate fucking money. Or not money, wealth. It's all been taken, in fucking through theft and fucking fraud. It's all been taken through fucking murders and fucking, you name the goddamn crime, it's mafia. It's all mafia money. How are we going to keep, because see, there's fucking, let's say that there's, man, let's give it a big stretch for the whole 10%. Let's say there's 40,000 of them. You got 7 million fucking people. And all of that is making those big piles of fucking gold is all access, because we all lived through it, didn't we? That means everybody that ate, everybody had what they needed. These fuckers are riding around in a fucking yacht. And you got mountains of fucking gold. Mountains of gold that did not have, and that was taken from the earth, and taking it from the earth caused damage to the fucking earth that didn't need to be caused. Greed. That love of fucking mammon. Just to see it, you've got, people have, these people have everything they could fucking ever want. If they can think of it, they can have it. Any material fucking item. They've gone from that to the sickness of fucking goddamn wanting to fucking own people. It reminds me of the fucking Maverick, you know, the movie Maverick. Greatest fucking Western adventure. Shoot fucking Indian. So, you know, give me some money and I'll let you start talking to this Russian fucking diplomat that's over here on a hunting trip, you know, killing one of the animals of every kind of animal or whatever it fucking have you. But greatest fucking adventure. Kill Indian. Kill a human being. And then you've got these goddamn, these son of a bitches, they don't, you know, they're CIA babies that are raised and fucking are raised to be fucking maniacal maniacs. And they've had so much from the beginning, they never fucking wanted in their whole fucking life. They've never been hungry. They've never wanted for anything in their whole life. So they wanted something, they got it. I mean, they've went through everything. Everything that's available, they've done did it. So now they start with the fucking taboo. With the fucking things that you to even think of are just is beyond fucking immoral. Pedophilia. Fucking this transvestite shit. All of these fucking sick things that these Khazarians fucking, it was their stock and trade, the phallus worshippers that they were. This is what they were, and we're gonna have our fucking whole world turned into this fucking bullshit over fucking because Joe Biden said so. I mean, that just fucking blows me away. I mean, goddamn, where did Joe Biden get? I mean, even when Trump was there, he ran his fucking mouth a lot. But I mean, it's like this goddamn Joe Biden, he's a dictator. He just fucking dictated, I want 700 million more sent to the Ukraine. Yeah, we're going to divvy it up tomorrow and it's going in the black hole. Yeah, send some more of those Stinger missiles and those Jaguar missiles because, oh yeah, we've got some buyers. Yeah, oh, by the way, man, let's do that, false flag thing there in fucking Texas. Cause I got a good deal on some fucking AR-15s. I got to fucking stack those motherfuckers. What? No ammunition? I can take care of the ammunition too. Yeah. I mean, this is what we're fucking living through, people. This ain't life. This ain't living your fucking life for the happiness of it. These sick son of a bitches will not fucking stop until they are fucking stopped. I'm telling you right now. And then like I said, this is here. I mean, this is just rubbish. The fact sheet begins by planning Putin, blaming Putin and the war in Ukraine as the reason for the most recent surge in gas prices. Whatever you fucking say. Did he sign the fucking goddamn fucking embargoes? Did he sign the fucking the tariffs? Did he? Or did you? Because the person who signed it's the ones that fucked everything up and fucking put gas up to fucking $5 a fucking gallon for fucking regular gasoline. That's the ones who are responsible. Don't say nobody else is responsible. You signed the fucking paper, you son of a bitch. I don't care if Putin's off somewhere jerking off in the goddamn fucking forest. He didn't fucking sign that paper. You did. Why? Because you've decided I should fucking walk, or if I ain't rich enough to afford an electric car and be one of the elite, I'll be a fucking slave and I can run on my fucking feet and I can give me some of them thongs like the fucking gooks wear, huh? I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to take my fucking gun and I'm going to fucking take my country back. I'm throwing all you motherfuckers out and you're going to be, and the ones of you that have fucking hurt my country are going to be punished. The ones of you that have violated our law to the point of treason and sedition, you are going to die. At any rate, the fact sheet begins by blaming Putin, of course, and the war in Ukraine is the reason for the most surge in price. It says the price of gas is up dramatically around the world and by almost $2 per gallon in America since Putin began massing troops on the border of Ukraine. So that's what did it? Him massing troops on the border of Ukraine? Is that what caused this to happen? Or was it when you signed some fucking papers and cut off the fucking refinement and then drove the fucking price up? That's price fucking fixing, you cocksucker. I mean, everything about these son of a bitches is criminal. Find me something that isn't, and I'll eat my hat. They're fucking goddamn mafia criminals, and they love it. They love the fact that this is hurting people, regular folks, that you can't even sit down, like I said, and watch a wholesome fucking movie anymore. They have turned this country into a goddamn living hell, and if we want it back, we got to fucking take it back, and then we can make it. We're going to have to build the son of a bitch back. They have so fucking destroyed this goddamn country for their international fucking buddies and their international fucking sneaky plans by a fucking handful of them, because they're, I want to rule the world. You're not going to rule the fucking world. Get that through your fucking head. What's going to happen is you're going to get a bullet through your fucking head. Or you're going to get hung by the neck until you're dead for fucking with a sovereign country and their sovereign fucking laws and thinking you've got the fucking authority just because you say so. Well, just because you say so, does it not fucking stop a fucking bullet, asshole? And then, like in Vegas, when you, oh, you can't buy a fucking bulletproof vest. The people can't buy them. They're aggressive weapons. It's like an attack. It's a assault vest. Assault vest. I mean, what in the fuck does it take for the people in this country to say, you know what, this is enough of your fucking shit. Everybody walk out the door with a gun and go in and fucking just start fucking butting them in the fucking face. Run them out. Shut down their fucking unions. Shut down their fucking goddamn corporations. Every fucking one of them. Because we have the authority to do it. We are the judicial authority in this goddamn country. Shut it all down. You want to have a business, you're going to be a fucking goddamn American national. You're not going to be over there in fiduciary world. That's all. That only had one fucking purpose, and it was to be as small as it possibly could be. And fucking, I mean, you had fucking Donald Trump up there. We'll make America huger. Conservatives, you get out there and vote some more, you fucking morons. They're out there. There are people out there talking about fucking voting again. I don't think you get much dumber than that. Sorry. Anyway, that's enough of this bullshit for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, I mean, just kind of flick it this way and flick it that way and keep your eyes on fucking, keep your eyes on the fucking, the boys at the fucking top. Because, I mean, if they're going to, when they do make a move on the fucking guns, if they play these games, they pass all this fucking shit, let them do it. Doing it, and I mean, just look at fucking Connecticut. How many fucking guns they got? None. How many fucking bump stocks they got? None. But they're gonna sooner, if they're gonna fucking play the game, and they're gonna play it the way that, the only way that they fucking can even count as a fucking competitor in the fucking game, they're gonna have to send out a force, and that force is gonna have to get slaughtered in the jungle, and then they're gonna have to turn around to their UN brethren, and bring in a million Chinese that we're going to have to fucking kill. We kill them, and then we fucking got the country back. We get control of the nuclear arsenal, and then we start fucking hanging people. We start hanging them son of a bitches wholesale. We have goddamn 50-mile fucking goddamn gallows. Nothing but one after another after another after another. Every fucking 15 seconds, ba-doom, ba-doom. That's how long it's going to take to hang the son of a bitches. Or we can march them into the ocean. Whatever suits your fancy, and that is the word from the trenches.